Hey, everybody. I'm Jane.
And I'm Sarah.
And you're listening to the Medium Curious Podcast, the show that's making the mainstream love mediums.
Yay. That's so good. And today we're talking about fear and mediumship. We've gotten a lot of comments from listeners who have shared with us that they're fearful of what mediumship can bring in. So we're going to give you tips. We're going to tell you how to make it safe and
clear
what we do
right
to have safe readings.
Safe readings, and that maybe even argue with the fear a little bit in our loving way that we argue.
Yes.
But before we get into the episode, we have an announcement to make.
Yes, we are going to be doing one episode a season called The Monarch, all about signs that our loved ones in spirit send us. So if you have a great sign that you have been sent from your loved one, please share it with us so that we can share it on the podcast. So what are some ways that they can get in touch with us, Jane?
Well, Sarah, they can send us a voicemail through our website, mediumcurious.com. They can just record it on their phone and then email it to us. Or if they'd rather just write it out, we'll read it. So any of these three ways, you can get us your signs and we'll make a whole episode devoted to those beautiful signs.
All right. Well, let's talk about fear now, okay?
Okay. Let's go back to the fear. We're ready. Here we go. Hi, pretty Sarah.
Hi. So we're talking about fear today.
Good fun.
I know. We've actually already recorded this episode, but decided to go back because I was scared.
Well, we wanted to make sure that we really properly addressed this topic, and it was comprehensive and other big SAT words. We want to make sure that everyone feels good about
it's important.
What we're doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've heard from listeners that they have some thoughts and concerns, and they're like addressing sort of the bigger fears that society has about this topic.
Well, it's actually no surprise that people are kind of scared of this, because I feel like it's been drilled into us.
Right.
To be scared of spirit communication.
Yeah.
And quite honestly, I had no idea about mediumship until I actually had a need. But had I been presented with mediumship, I probably would have been like, oh, that's scary. I'm staying away from that. But because I had somebody that I needed to get in touch with, the fear went out the window, because I was like, well, obviously this little boy, this child that I need to get in touch with is not scary on the other side.
Right, right.
Just because he passed and is now in spirit, that does not make him scary.
Exactly. So your need was greater than your fear, which is beautiful.
Yes.
And so let's just briefly hit on some of the ways and reasons that people are afraid, just so we can kind of knock them down.
Well, I've heard that when people are scared that if they engage with spirit, that evil spirits can come through, or I've even heard demons, or you can get possessed, or they can attach themselves, or they can be, you know, dark spirits, dark energy. And how do you protect yourself against that?
Right. So you have answers. We all have answers here.
What are some of the things that you've heard about how people are scared about this?
Sure. Well, I think it really, let's just talk about kind of where it comes from. Part of it is, you know, not that, so there's a pervasive religious overtone to this, I feel. And my thinking on that is that religions over the ages have always wanted to make sure that the powers that be are the ones who have control over the light to some degree. And so it's helpful to have the opposite. You know, you kind of, in the story of the religion, you've got to have both. And not all religions do, but some of the more prominent religions really do index on the demons and the dark spirits and whatnot in order to keep their flock scared so that they will really understand that they need this religion and they need to put money in that plate and they need the minister who is the only source to God. And that's a lot of it, is they're protecting the story of singular individuals are the only source to God, and you've got to go and, you know, sit with them and you will get the information that you need. So, I mean, this is really old, but it's also, I think, what kind of rolls through a lot of our mythology and our cultural perspective of like, you're not allowed to be in source because, and then here comes the fears and they pile on the fears and it sort of just becomes part of the story. Like, you can't talk to God or you can't talk to a sweet spirit on the other side because you're in danger. And so it's just sort of, my perspective is like, it's built into the story and the construct.
Yeah. Like, you need a go-between to actually talk to God.
Yeah. And yeah. Here's the plate. And put some money in it. Go ahead.
Put more money
in it. Yeah. I mean, also, I grew up going to Sunday school. I grew up thinking that there was hell.
Yeah.
You know, that's pretty dang scary when you're a kid. Like,
right.
if you don't believe in what you're supposed to believe, if you don't do what you're supposed to do, you're going to end up in hell. And I've never seen any, I've now talked to so many different spirits. I've never come across a spirit where they're in hell, ever.
No. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of really cool folks online nowadays who are kind of talking about this. And what my perspective and what I've heard from spirit and whatnot is that hell is really only here. that earth is where we get to experience hell. And that's really a function of our own minds and buying into some of those mythologies. And also some experiences are truly hellish on earth. So it's not a thing,
they are.
But it's not a place that we go after. Where we go after is the relief. It is the dimension.
That's where we go back home. Yeah.
Sweetness and light. And it's beyond words how extraordinary special it is where we're going. But here we get to kind of battle it out. And we do deal with, you know, quote unquote demons. And we do have to fight through battles of largely, again, I think so many of them are in our own mind, but they're on physical too. So we can sort of say to our listeners who've asked about this and anyone who's listening now, like, gosh, we understand it. Of course, like, your fear is not unfounded. It's fair. Yeah. 100%. But what we've come to believe is something very different. And, you know, we can talk about why and how.
Yeah. Well, I think also too, there's so many movies,
you know,
horror movies about possessions, about evil spirits, about ghosts. You know, there's ghost hunters and there's all the paranormal things where it, like, set to like creepy music and you just even listen to it. And your whole body just starts to feel that fear, you know?
Well, sometimes it's fun to feel the fear. It goes back to the contrast, right? Like, you know, we've joked about that in episode 6 with Kim Rhodes. It's like, you know, joy doesn't sell. we want to get ourselves a little scared because then we get to be unscared, you know? Yes. So we'll watch the scary movie because we know it's fiction. It's not real. And so, you know, I personally don't watch scary movies like ever. No way. Cause I'm
either.
Such a sensitive little thing. Ever since I was little, I'd be invited to sleep over and I'd be like, what are you watching? Is it Grease? Okay, I'll come. You know what I mean? Like, I could not engage
same
in a scary
way.
Movie, especially yep, in someone
way.
Else's house. So anyway, yeah. So then I think what I'm driving towards, and I know you're going to pick it up and run it down the field, is the part where it's what we want, what we are engaging and how we're engaging it. And like in mediumship, for example, we, you know, anyway, I want to toss to you, Sarah, talk to us about how we keep ourselves safe and how, you know, none of these situations are in sort of in the mix for us.
Well, the intention
exactly.
has a huge part to play. You know, it is very powerful, our intentions. And we are not looking to connect with evil spirits. We're not looking for drama or problems. You know, we're not looking for those situations. you know, those scary situations on the other side. I mean, I just, when I'm connecting, my intention is to look for a loved one in spirit and to connect on that level, the highest vibration. Mm-hmm. So that is my intention. I'm not looking for anything else. You know, I'm not even shown in readings. And we can also talk about our spirit guides too, our guides that are with us. Like, we each have our own personal set of guides who protect us and work with us for our whole entire lives. And I don't think we've talked about guides yet, have we, Jane?
I was just thinking that. And I want to ask you a ridiculous question. How many guides do you have? Do you know?
I don't even know. I have no idea. I don't know their names. I don't know. No. I just am aware of like this. And I actually communicate with them too. Like I'll ask them things. A lot of writing, you know, I'll write questions and they'll, and I'll hear back and I'll write. And then
you'll do like automatic writing.
Yeah. And then how I know that it's not me giving the answers is that when I go back to look at it later, it's like, oh, I never would have written that, you know?
Yeah.
But the guidance is so wise and it's resonant. So spot on.
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for years. And I feel like those are my guides that help me. So when I am in a reading, I engage them. I have them close by me and they're protecting me, but they protect me
all the time,
all day long. They protect me, like, you know, in the car when I'm driving, when I'm at meetings, they protect me, you know, when I'm getting dental work done.
Especially lately.
Yeah. So they're there.
But wait, can I just tell you a ridiculous thing about... So I wrote a screenplay and right when I learned about guides in my 20s, I was so fascinated about it. I was like, this is the coolest thing. You've got like a posse that you roll with that you can't see, but you know they're there and that could just, I just got a kick out of it. So I wrote a whole screenplay where the guides were visible, but not to the human, but to like the audience. And my husband, who's hilarious and I've known since I was in my 20s, was like, I think they should be wearing Burger King outfits.
Okay, why?
I don't know. It's just his hilarious mind. But like, I guess the point of that being that like, however you see them or however you perceive them, like mine are laughing right now about this. Like, you know, it's sort of this like feeling that you can access and, you know, and I think we can do a whole episode on guides.
Oh, because we'll do several. We need to.
It's such a great topic. And it's where I get a lot of ease. Personally, so
right, anyway. Comfort,
Of a posse.
Okay, so where was I? Back to a reading. Oh, so when I'm doing readings for people, I've got my guides there, and I think they protect me from knowing details in readings that will lower my vibration or take me into a place that is, you know, hard for me. So I won't, a lot of times I'm not given how a person crosses.
Oh.
Sometimes I'll be like shown like a chest x-ray and I'll be like, oh, I'm seeing their lungs in a chest x-ray. Does that make sense to you? Or I had someone who crossed over from a car accident, but I wasn't shown the accident. He was just dangling his keys. And I was like, okay. The keys are being dangled and would this have to do with his crossing? So I'm not given the specifics of how someone crossed because personally want to know.
You don't, it's because you don't want to watch the horror movie, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of mediums do get this. And one of my teachers, my original teachers, really insisted that we were supposed to get this. She was like, name, rank, serial number. Y'all will, any mediums who are listening would recognize this as Janet Tohavik. She was like, you know, what's the name? Or more the relationship, like who are they? What's the crossing and how old were they crossed? She wanted like these three critical pieces of information. And what's funny, I got a reading from her and she didn't give me any of that, but just as a note. So it sounds to me like you have it kind of set up with your guides on guidelines, pun intended, of like how you want the kind of container of your reading.
Right.
So inside that container, you don't want to see the death, you're happy to hear the information, but you want to hear it in this way.
Right. Eventually, I would like to get to the point where I can, like, I'm not as sensitive to it. So guides, help me out.
They're listening. Don't worry.
You know, I would like to, because something that also fascinates me, which is a total other topic, but is like forensic mediumship or, you know, solving crime. Cause I think that's so cool. But I also like, I'm like, oh, I don't want to know. Like, I don't. So there's something about that too. But
yeah,
maybe I will always be too sensitive for those details. Okay.
There's tons of people who do it, and we should have someone on who does it, because it'd be really interesting. Yeah. But I don't know that if you're not called, unless you're called.
Yeah, I'm not sure yet.
Okay. We can put that on the back burner.
Yeah. But we're always developing in ways, and like, I like to think of maybe someday I will be able to handle that. But right now I'm not. So my guides know, so they don't give me those things.
Right.
Also, if there's been somebody in their lifetime who seriously wronged their sitter.
Yeah, that's happened a lot to me. And one of my favorite listeners reached out to me this week on this topic that, you know, she didn't want to hear from her grandparents and she didn't want them to be around. Because I think last episode that she heard was the one where you were saying, my grandmother, my grandpa are around me and I love that. And they're around and they've got the sauce boiling on the stove. And what I said to her, and of course I checked my answer with you, was, you know, you're in control. You get to tell them, I don't want you here. And that's the end. And it's cool, because I feel like that's been a real theme on a lot of our episodes where we talk about these boundaries and it's like, nope, I don't want you. Don't come. You know, what's cool is you have domain and you have agency over your field. Yes. And then if you want to put up the cloak and like turn off the blind, you know, close the blinds from what they can see, you can. And what I hear is yes, 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 in terms of that works. So like my guides and, you know, my source say you are in control and you set that intention and your grandparents are not coming anywhere near. And I have done readings where, you know, a person who wronged them comes in and they don't always come with a big, huge apology. So it's really interesting because they'll come in and I have a really high, you know, I have a very high standard for like the energies that I want in my readings. Yeah. So, you know, and I'm like, well, if I'm waiting and if they're not coming through with like, you know, either a big apology or some real clarity, I say, okay, thank you for coming, but please don't come back. Because, you know, when my sitter doesn't want them, I don't want them either, you know, unless they've got something to say that's, you know, of use.
So, of healing, because also our intention is for healing to take place and always for the highest good. You know, Suzanne Giesman calls it sovereignty. You know, it's agency over our energetic bodies. It's, we have domain over them. And she calls it sovereignty.
I like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And I kind of see it as, we in our little human bodies, we have the right of way. Like we get to say like, nope, I'm not entertaining this spirit. Like, nope, I'm not allowing this spirit to come in.
It's sort of like on the hike when you have to wait for the person climbing up the hill.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Like we've got the right away because this is way harder than what y'all are dealing with over there. So move out.
Yeah. If you're embodied, you've got the right away.
Yep. You're climbing the hill.
Yeah.
Aw. Okay. That's so helpful. I love that. Okay. So it's intentions, it's sovereignty, it's clarity with what you desire. And so That's why you and I have never seen a demon or a dark force or anything in our readings, because we are setting these super high vibe, high intention. And I actually talk it through at the beginning of my reading. I say, just so you know, the container that we're sitting in is of the divine light, and we are only engaging with healed spirits. And if there is a spirit that needs to come through that is not healed, you know, find a healed spirit to sponsor you.
Oh, I love that.
It's worked a couple of times and it's been quite lovely.
So you mean like having the sponsor bring in the other spirit, the sponsee?
Yeah, Exactly. And this reading was so many, many, many years ago that I think it's okay for me to talk about it, because it was like probably 8 or 10 years ago, where I was doing a reading for someone whose sister had crossed, and there had been a ton of chaos and a lot of wild sort of, you know, hardcore stuff that had happened on her way out, including, I believe, she died by her own hand. And so when the first spirit, but my sitter really wanted to talk to her and wanted to know she was okay. And like, really, yeah, you know, that important stuff that we want to know about our loved ones. And her grandmother came through first, and I could tell she was a little disappointed. It was like, yeah, grandma, that's fine. And but then grandma revealed that she needed to be there and hold so that the sister would even be able to communicate at all. So it was sort of like she would say it to grandma and grandma would tell me. So like I could sense the sister, but she was back. And she also looked like, her energy looked like Pigpen. Like she was like kind of like swirly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, and for what it's worth, I'm being told to say this, like she's okay now. This was years ago, but yes, like she's healed now.
Yeah.
But in that time, it was relative close time to her crossing. She was still in the healing phase, but her sweet grandmother was helping her heal. And her sweet grandmother also knew that this sister needed to have this information come through. So it was like this super, oh, I'm just getting chills. It was such a beautiful bridge and cycle and circle of like all love. Like, yes, your sister's okay. Yes. And she says this. And yes, she still believes that, but the grandma's sort of there holding, you know.
Holding, yeah. Well, you just brought up something that I have discovered since doing mediumship, which is spirit on the other side also evolves and heals as yeah, we do this work. So I've now, because I've been practicing for so many years, I get readings all the time from people who practice on me.
Yep.
And the people that my people that come through, they always come through having learned things from one reading to the next.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So it's like, as I'm learning things, they're also, so for anyone out there who's a little bit worried that their people on the other side that they don't necessarily want to talk to are involved in their everyday lives, you can put the boundary in there. But everyone who is on my team of loved ones who have crossed over, they're all allowed to participate in my day-to-day life. And they're all learning from me as I evolve in my own life. All the things that I'm learning how to do, they're also evolving on the other side, learning things from me. The way I learn lessons, they're like, oh, I'm so proud. It's like coming out as a medium, you know?
Yeah.
Like that was pretty hard. Like, and having... You know, just like my grandmother being, way to go, girl. Like you're being your aww, true, authentic self. You know, one grandmother, like encouraging her, you know, to be bold in her life, because that's something that she could have used some of. So,
oh, yeah.
Setting that example, you know, her getting to experience me doing that on this side is helping her.
Mm, I love it. I've shared before on this show that my grandmother and I have this totally different relationship due to you, because you've brought my grandmother through so beautifully so many times. And now you'll just go, oh, your grandma says this. Oh, your grandma says this. Like you have a real relationship with her too now. And my other grandmother who crossed. Oh my God, crazy. I just got crazy good news on text. Oh, sorry. My other grandmother who crossed recently, and I just had a really hard time with her. I found her energy to be really hard. And I have to admit that when she crossed, I was a little relieved. I was like, you know what? Earth is a little bit easier without her. And I know that sounds harsh, but I think that's a common experience. And I think that's kind of what my friend was saying about her grandparents. It's like, I'd rather just not. So she came through recently and I can't even explain, like, she's different. Like, you know, yeah. I had a very, very good medium who was bringing her through and had all this great evidence. And then what she was saying and her energy that was shining through the medium was different. And I was like, oh my God, I can have a relationship with this grandmother too. Like,
yeah,
who's brilliant. Like, she's a brilliant woman. She's just like hilarious. She's all these things, but I could not handle her energy on Earth. And now she's like, you can see it. She's bigger. She's brighter. She gets it. Like, you know, she's evolved a ton and our relationship is changing. So I don't know. It's really special. That's a big
thing. It is. I mean, it's a huge, yeah. The continuation of relationships is one of the most beautiful things about mediumship, I think.
So do we feel like because we got into all the good stuff. We always want to go hang out in all the good stuff. But have we answered the questions about fear? Like, are we feeling clear?
So I think setting boundaries is huge. Is that if there is somebody that you don't want to talk to, all you have to do is say, I am setting a boundary. I do not want to talk to them. And that has to be respected. So also the intention of not looking. So you find what you're looking for, I believe.
Right.
So we are not looking for evil spirits. I was warned against Ouija boards and seances and all that as a kid. So I never participated in any of that. And I don't know that I would now, you know,
I wouldn't go anywhere near a Ouija board. Y'all don't. I mean it because that is kind of like, it's a portal.
Yeah.
It's a place to engage with like mischievous spirits. And I don't think they're demons. I just think there's some energies that are sort of wandering around wanting to party. And you just don't want to party with them. That's all.
Well, okay. So here's another thing. Sovereignty, our domain, agency over our energetic systems. We've talked about this before and how neither you nor I drink.
Right? Yeah.
Like, or do anything. I'm totally sober, 100% sober.
sober.
Yes. And I wasn't until I became a medium. And, you know, I think there's some people. So I know for me, I liked drinking for such a long time because I am such an empath. I pick up on everybody's energy. For the longest time, I never knew whose energy was affecting me, or I never knew why I was feeling horrible. And it was somebody else's energy that I was carrying for them or trying to carry for them.
Right.
So I was a bartender and I would interact with people all the time, and not everybody's aware of their energy or their feelings, and especially in a bar.
When you're trying to drown out your feelings. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think drinking for me was a way to numb that.
Yeah. Smash
taking
it
on,
down.
Yeah. But then when I figured out what were my feelings versus someone else's feelings, that feeling, that numbing feeling started to become intolerable to me.
Oh, wow. How cool. Yeah.
So something that, like, even just like a little sip of alcohol, I could feel, it felt like someone was throwing a wet blanket on me, and it was like, get it off. It's like, oh, I don't want that on me anymore.
I do have to say to our listeners who do like a glass or two of alcohol, you know what? It's fine. It
totally.
Really is. It's certain.
Absolutely.
So it's what I want to, yeah, exactly. Like, because a couple people are like, are you only talking about sober and having sober people on? And that's not it. Because
no,
when I go to Arthur Finley, boy, people throw down. I want you to know that the bar is lively at Arthur Finley. So mediums do drink and it's absolutely fine because they have control over their system, right? Like, we just can't speak to whatever. I can only speak to my own experience. And my own experience is that this little sensitive one who cannot watch Jason and other characters on a screen, like that, this little sensitive system can't handle alcohol. But that's also genetic for me. But your system, you were fine tuning it so beautifully. And I think that, you know, your discovery was this isn't a compatible, it's not a compatible substance. So I just wanted to kind of put that in there because I know, you know, a lot of people like
people,
to drink.
You don't have to not have a glass of wine and be, yes, we're not saying that at all.
Yeah, no, just to clarify, like have your drink if it's compatible with your system. It's just, it's not compatible with mine. And coincidentally,
it's not compatible with mine.
Yours.
Yeah. But to go around full circle,
Oh, good idea.
What you were, Ouija boards and really, really drunk people. Yeah. So like we were talking similar. About those mischievous.
They want a party.
Yeah. Like.
It goes back to episode 3 when Britt and I were calling it a chaos funnel.
Yeah.
So those are portals, right? Like in my perspective, a Ouija board is a portal and, you know, having a drink for some people is a portal. Maybe, you know, you just have to determine for yourself. So then it's just like, back to your point, what is your intention? What is your desire? What are you looking for? You will find what you're looking for. So if you're looking for angels and your guides are like, dee, 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 dee. Hello, I'm here.
Right.
Here are your crispy fries. If you're me. Oh, and if you're looking for something else, that's what you find. And you find it over and over again. Because as you look, and so you shall find. And I'm pretty sure that's in the Bible, but I just made it up if it isn't. Not a Bible scholar. So then what are some of the ways that we can make sure, you know, let's just offer a few tools to listeners, like how to make sure you're safe. A, it's what you're looking for. What else?
A, it's your intention.
Yep.
B, it's putting in the boundaries. Also, too, if you think about light and dark, light. So if a room is dark, it only just takes a tiny little fragment of light to change that. Right.
Yeah.
But if you got this really, really bright light, you can't really make it dark unless you just take out all of the light.
Oh, that's beautiful. I love that.
And dark really is only the absence of light. So all you need to do is if you're feeling scared, envision yourself filling with light.
Hmm. Do you want to do like a really super duper quick, like 1 minute light filled meditation, Sarah? Because you're so good at this.
Let's do it at the end. And we can send listeners off. Yeah.
Okay. We're almost at the end.
Okay. So the last thing is being aware of your own emotions and your own energetic system, because that's what we're here on earth to do, is to become really in tune with our true authentic selves. And mostly that has to do with feeling our emotions and being in tune with our emotions. And I kind of feel like emotions have their own energetic systems, like energetic force fields, right?
Yes, right.
So if you walk into a room and people have just been fighting, you can feel that.
Yeah.
And you don't even...
You can feel that. Many people can feel that.
A lot of people can feel that.
Yeah.
If you walk into a room where people were just laughing and they're joyous, even if you don't even hear anything, like you can feel that fun energy.
That's right.
So it's good to be aware of your own energy when you're not feeling joyful. Like what is it? What's affecting me? Like, is it that I'm hungry? Is it that I didn't get enough sleep? Is it that, you know, I had a fight with my partner the other day and I'm still feeling shame about it? I mean, it's all of these things that being human lends itself to, you know, all of these.
Yeah.
Humaning.
All this humaning.
Events causes all of these feelings. And so I've heard you talk about me, not me. Do you want to share a little bit about that with us?
Yeah, totally. So this is a tool that was gifted to me in the energy class that I've mentioned before. Linda Cicera, this is her work that I'm allowed to share because it's embodied in me. And so the way this works is essentially we know that we have a bubble, our aura, which is like, you know, 6 to 8 feet around us on all sides and all dimensions. There's that bubble. I like to call it the Glenda the Good Witch bubble. That's my favorite way to visualize it. And within that bubble is only you and nobody else. And a lot of us carry even our kids and our spouses and random people who pissed us off on the road. We carry in our bubble. And that's only because it's a habit and it's something that we don't even necessarily track. So right. The mean at me concept is that you check your bubble in your field and you notice if there's anything that's not you. And then you use any cleaning implement that works for you, broom, vacuum, you know, whatever. I sometimes use the dandelion. Like I just go like, poof. I like fill my bubble with fluff. So there's no room for anything else. I just kind of, just because I like the little internal explosion where it just goes woof. And so then my field is clear. And then I also do like a little sealant on the edge, like I'm keeping everything out. And it's a practice and I do it probably 10, 15 times a day. And then eventually, you know, you start to, you just know. So it's something that I've been working with for many, many years. And I've trained my kid on it. He would roll his eyes at that, but it's true. It's a really powerful way to ensure that you are only you in your field.
Right. And
so, yeah. And
we were talking in our professional development mentorship that we have with the lovely Colin Bates.
Woo, woo,
and there was a question from one of the people in the class about leaving a session, leaving a reading, and still feeling their energy of the spirit that she had brought through. And she was talking about trance mediumship. Yeah. And so when you go in very, very deep and you let spirit kind of talk through you. And so he was saying the same thing. You have to know what you feel like, what your energetic feels like, what your body, your system feels like. And then you will know any energy that is not yours. And all you have to do is say, okay, I release you. Please leave. You know,
yeah, I love it. You're like, I release you. And I'm like, get out.
Yeah.
Different styles. It all works.
Yeah. Thank you for coming.
Goodbye.
Come again soon.
You're so sweet. I'm not.
But it's the intention. And it's also knowing what your energy is and what someone else's is.
It's discernment. It's what does discernment. My energy feel like? And the way you learn what your energy feels like is you keep asking and you keep checking it in meditation and you get like that Me Not Me tool, if that works for you. You could sing your own name and see what doesn't resonate in your field. That's a really beautiful way to check your Me Not Me. So these are all just little tools to put in your little toolbox as you cruise along your spiritual path.
Yeah. And it, being a student of yourself.
Oh.
I think.
That's deep.
Well, yeah. I mean, I firmly believe that's what we're here to do. And you serve everyone in your life so much better if you know yourself.
Yes. Yep.
So know what you're feeling, why you're feeling feelings, allowing yourself to feel feelings, because you might have a wound from childhood that is still bubbling up inside, making you feel things that you're unaware of. And that is impacting everything you're doing. It's also knowing your biases, knowing your gender biases, your racial biases, you know, all of those things you have to be aware of as well.
Right.
I mean, so it is being a student of yourself to best serve everyone else and serve yourself and having the best experience as a human.
Yeah. Here. Going back to your point about being your true authentic self, if you don't know who your self is, how will you know authenticity? So
yeah,
that is the journey. Well, friend, we do need to wrap it up. We just okay. went on. It's so fun. Do you want to do like a little mini med?
Sure. All right. So listeners, we're going to leave you filled up with love and light. And this is what I do in the beginning of readings with people. And this is what we'll do to close out the session today. So if you're driving, maybe don't do this,
but if
you're just sitting there, just relax and close your eyes and just breathe with me and Jane for a minute. So take a deep breath in. And slowly exhale. And as you do, let the gravity of the earth just hold you. And with each slow breath in and slow exhale, you're going to release all the tension in your body, and let it move into the ground. And another slow inhale. And in slower exhale, we bring awareness to our breath and the present moment. And when we bring awareness to the present moment, we're bringing awareness to the here and now, which is where all spirit communication happens, which is where everything happens in the here and now. And just allow your roots to grow deep into the earth, knowing that you're grounding yourself as you do this. And as you ground yourself, that's a way to be safe in spirit communication. And then imagine a beautiful column of light above your heads. And this is the divine light of grace. This is the light of source. This is the light of all that is. And you can just breathe that in through the top of your head. And allow that gorgeous, stunning light, millions and millions of beautiful, sparkly light particles just to move down into your body and co-mingle with the light that you already are. You're this light. This is the light that you have in common with spirit. This is what we all have in common with each other, this gorgeous, beautiful, sparkling light. And now, dear listeners, we are all connected in the love of light as a community. And you can bring your awareness to your heart. And with each breath in and each breath out, you can allow your heart to just expand and know that you are this light. And this is the light that keeps you safe. And this is the light that connects everyone all together in this beautiful web. So sending lots of love to all of you listeners and to you, Jane.
And to you, Sarah. You totally made me cry. That was so beautiful. See you soon, sweet listeners.
Bye.
Bye. Medium Curious is made possible
by Jane Morgan Editing.
Sarah Rathke made the amazing music.
And Gigi Hawkins, podcast consultant.
Mix by podcast engineers. Our logo was created by Eric Allen.
Kyle Hansen McKee, photography.
And the dogs under the desk in Hawaii are Kalea and Domino.
And Trixie in California.